got the best book. Oh, it's the best book. It's called Dingers. It's a book about home runs. A Short History of the Long Ball by Peter Keating. And ESPN is on the top of the book, so I assume ESPN has something to do with putting this book out. But it has got some of the deepest home run minutiae I've ever seen, and it's just fabulous. For example, how many players do you think have hit two extra inning home runs in one game? Well, 5. Vern Stevens did it for the Browns in 43. Willie Kirkland for the Indians in 63. Art Shamsky did it for the Reds back in 66. Ralph Garr for the Braves in 71. Boy, Roadrunner didn't hit that many home runs, but he hit two extra inning home runs in the same game. And then Mike Young for the Orioles in 87. Who has hit the most home runs on their own birthday?
Oh, for God's sake.
Al Simmons and A-Rod both have homered 5 times on their birthday. 13 other guys have done it 4 times on their birthday. How about how many guys have hit pinch-hit home runs in both games of a doubleheader? Well, Joe Cronin did it June 17, 1943, against the Philadelphia A's. Playing for the Red Sox. I thought he did. And anybody remember Hal Breeden for the Expos? He did it, too, for the Expos in a split doubleheader against the Braves. July the 13th, 1973, Expos won the first game 11-7. Braves took the nightcap 15-6. But Hal Breeden homered as a pinch hitter in both games of a doubleheader. Who has the most home runs, or what batter has the most home runs off one pitcher? And it is Duke Snider, who homered 19 times off Robin Roberts. Willie Mays hit 18 against off Warren Spahn. Interesting, Stan Musial hit 17 off Warren Spahn. And we learn later on in the book that Warren Spahn gave up a hell of a lot of home runs. How about this? How many guys have hit 40 home runs while striking out less than 40 times? Mel Ott did it for the 29 Giants, 42 homers, 38 Ks. Lou Gehrig did it, 49 and 31. Joe DiMaggio did it, once. Johnny Mize did it. And Ted Kluszewski for the Reds did it 3 times. More than 40 homers, less than 40 strikeouts. Is that Louie?
Yep.
3 minutes.
Okay. Okay, a couple more pieces of Dinger trivia. I know you baseball people are going nuts at this trivia. Okay, maybe the most of you aren't. But I know there's a few people who are absolutely going nuts about this book. Most home runs in All-Star games, Stan Musial with 6, Fred Lynn with 4. Fred Lynn only played 9 All-Star games, though. And then, who gave up the most home runs in a season? Burt Blyleven gave up 50 in 86. How about career? Robin Roberts, 505, Fergie Jenkins, 484. Then there's the most extra inning home runs in a season. What a strange stat. Charlie Maxwell of the Tigers hit 5 extra inning home runs in 1960. Willie Mays hit 4 in 55. Ron Gant, 4 in 95. Mark McGuire, 4 in 98. Chipper Jones, 4 in 99. Jim Thome, 4 in 2001. And who hit the most home runs in the 60s? So many great Hall of Famers played in the 60s. And of all those great players, from 60 to 69, the most home runs were hit by Harmon Killebrew, 393. Hank Aaron, 2nd at 375. Mays, 350. Frank Robbie, 316. Willie McCovey, 300. Great book, Dingers, by Jack Keating. Mike Williams, excused from practice because of team issues. How many examples do I have to give? Players have hit home runs from both sides of the plate in the same game on more than 200 occasions. Only twice has a batter done it in one inning. Carlos Baerga, April 8, 1993. And Mark Bellhorn, for the Cubs against the Brewers, did it. Power and speed. Well, who had the best power-speed combination for one season? According to Bill James, who has a formula, A-Rod, 1998, 42 homers, 46 stolen bases. Number 2, Eric Davis, 37 homers, 50 stolen bases in 87. I know many would have answered Bonds or Canseco, but they actually come up 4th and 5th. Then there's... let's see. Did you know the Tigers were in the game that had the most home runs? And that was recently, too. Tigers and the White Sox, the 14-12 game, had 12 home runs. Chad Curtis and Cecil Fielder homered in the first inning. In the second, Fielder and Curtis did it again. Then in the top of the fourth, David Wells gave back-to-back-to-back homers to Ray Durham, Ron Karkovice, and Craig Graybeck. Two great Tigers, each playing in their final season, added three more dingers. Kirk Gibson socked two, Lou Whitaker one, a homer by Frank Thomas, and another by Karkovice brought the total for this BP-like game to an even dozen. 10 of them solo shots. Another record. Most home runs by players with the same name. 734 by Frank Thomas and Frank Thomas. Followed by 688 by Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. Jose Cruz Sr., Jose Cruz Jr., 358. Then there's four Bob Johnsons, who combined for 341 homers. Two Luis Gonzalez's for 337. Two Reggie Sanders. I mean, this book has every goofy home run quirk or stat you could ever imagine. Two grand slams in one game. Who's the last person to do that? Bill Mueller? Miller? Nomar did it? Fernando Tatis? Robin Ventura? Players who've led both the AL and the NL in home runs. Mark McGwire, Fred McGriff, Sam Crawford, and Buck Freeman. Are you impressed yet, Trudy?
Yeah. That's that's an exciting book.
Most ballparks homered in career.
I was pretty insincere.
I know. I expected it. Ken Griffey Jr. just hit a home run in his 43rd ballpark the other day, so I'm actually ahead of the book here. He tied Fred McGriff. Both have homered in 43 parks. Sammy Sosa, 42. For some reason, Sammy Sosa, I just block him out. I don't even pay attention to his numbers or her name, nothing.
Because you think he's among the steroid
group. Yeah, he to me, he's no better than Canseco. Most home runs by two teammates in a season. I'm sure many people think it's Maryson Mantle in 61 with 115. No, it's Barry Bonds and Rich Aurelia with 100. No, excuse me. It is Maryson Mantle.
Oh, yeah.
Bonds and Aurelia are number two.
Right.
Bonds 73, Aurelia 37. Number three is Ruth and Gehrig with 107, 60 and 47. McGwire and Ray Lankford had 101. McGwire 70. Let's see, where's another good combination? Oh, how about A-Rod and Rafael Palmeiro with 157 and 43? And, Ken Griffey and A-Rod, 56 and 42. God, those guys were teammates. That just blows my mind.
With Randy Johnson.
That's right. A-Rod and Rafael Palmeiro had 52 and 47 with the 2001 Rangers. Fernando Tatis and Mark McGwire had 99, 65 and 34. Most home runs by the All-Star break. 39, Barry Bonds. Followed by Reggie Jackson, 37 and 69. McGwire had 37 and 98.
That son of a bitch could hit the ball.
Frank Howard had 34 for the 69 Senators. Luis Gonzalez and Ken Griffey, 35 in 2001 with the Diamondbacks for Lugo. And Griffey in 98 had 35. And then 33, Griffey Jr., Maris, McGwire, Sosa, and Matt Williams. Trudy News at 10:30.